A series of public hearings on the Millennium Coal Export Project in Longview, Washington starts today. But as Cassandra Profita reports, new rules in China and declining coal prices worldwide are raising questions about whether the project will pan out.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Washington Department of Ecology are taking public comments on which environmental impacts they should consider in the project's permitting process. Developer Millennium Bulk Terminals wants to export up to 44 million tons of coal a year. The coal would be shipped to Asia from the Powder River Basin, which straddles Wyoming and Montana. But critics of the project say that plan might not make sense financially as world coal prices drop. Ross McFarlane of the environmental group Climate Solutions told members of the news media last month that industry analysts predict hard times ahead for coal exporters.
They're seeing very significant structural changes in China and other Asian economies, which are likely to make coal export bets increasingly risky and increasingly unlikely to be in the money in the coming years.
On Thursday, China announced it's banning the construction of new coal-fired power plants in three major cities to control air pollution. Meanwhile, economic growth in China is slowing down, and the New York Times reports numerous coal companies are cutting back their mining operations and putting export projects on hold. But backers of the Millennium Project say their plans to export coal through Longview haven't changed. Wendy Hutchinson is the Vice President of Public Affairs for Millennium.
I think things are fluctuating right now. I do think, I do believe the long-term demand is there. And we are in this, it's a long-term investment of private money to meet a long-term demand.
Five hearings on the environmental review for the Millennium Project are planned in Washington State this month and next in Longview, Spokane, Pasco, Vancouver, and Tacoma. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.